to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, with his fields soaked and his cows marooned in the muddy hills, Northern Cheyenne rancher Sterling Small takes a road trip. If you're a dryland farmer on the high desert plains, rain's a good thing. But in farming, as in life, there can sometimes be too much of a good thing. That's what happened to rancher Sterling Small recently when the rain on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation in southeastern Montana wouldn't quit. That rain blocked Sterling from getting into the hills to check on his new calf crop and Sterling's uncle from getting into Sterling's fields to seed the barley he'll use for forage next winter. He did what he could to stay busy, though.
When we can't get out there and do our farming or ranching, it saves up other time for even family time or something like that, where you can say, all right, well, it's the weather's bad, so let's go into town and do this or do that or do some shopping. Or it doesn't have to always be farming or ranching all the time.
Or if you were Sterling, you could say to your brother and cousin, let's hop in the car and drive 15 hours to an Indian rodeo in Perkins, Oklahoma.
So the three of us jumped in a car and we went down there and got mounted and rodeoed. We drove down and drove straight back. Made it to work Monday morning.
Indian rodeo is similar to pro rodeo. It uses the same events and rules, but it's open only to enrolled Native American and First Nations athletes in the U.S. and Canada. In the U.S., there are a number of regional associations and at least two national finals. Sterling and his crew competed in the Gray Snow Tour Rodeo. There are some differences, though, between Indian rodeo and pro rodeo.
It is funny, though, Indian rodeo, they talk about things going on Indian time. Sometimes things are just a little bit slower, I would say, just because they just let it happen a little bit more naturally rather than everything specifically happening right on time and stuff.
Sterling won the steer wrestling and came home with $1,700 and a sweet belt buckle. Steer wrestling, also known as bulldogging, is when horse-mounted riders chase steers, drop from their horses to the steers, then wrestle them to the ground by grabbing their horns and pulling them off balance. It's a super high-risk sport. It's also not one Sterling knows that much about.
I didn't really start rodeo until I was out of college, but being in the cattle business, horseback, already knowing how to rope, and obviously my family's done it for several generations, it was pretty natural for me to start a rodeo, and I've done pretty well at it so far.
Sterling's also been a competitive athlete for much of his life. He won a track and field scholarship to Boise State, then ran hurdles professionally in Europe, just missing the 2008 Olympic trials because of injury. By the time he quit, Sterling had had quite enough of running, but he was still the same person. He loved the adrenaline rush of steer wrestling, riding a horse really hard, running as fast as you can, feeling free and connected to the animal, the universe. It was a natural fit, really.
I was in sports my whole life, so just the pressure of trying to win, knowing, working out and training, being focused, and the pressure of just being there and in the event itself, I think from years of running track and field, I'm able to handle that pressure and stay more focused on the job. And so, yeah, and then my athletic ability takes me a long ways as well.
There's also the tradition. The Northern Cheyenne, like the Sioux, are horse people. Horses have always been a source of personal wealth and pride to the Cheyenne. In the 1800s, horses, called by the Cheyenne elk without horns, carried the warriors and hunters of the Great Plains. Those vast Cheyenne horse herds roamed and grazed freely. They still do, for better or for worse, on the reservation today. Many tribal people, including Sterling, still feel a kind of kinship with horses. But for Sterling, the main thing about rodeo is it's a blast.
I do it for mostly just for fun, but it's nice to win a little money to keep you going down the road. A 15-hour drive is a lot nicer when you got a little pocket full of cash on the way back.
Next week, as the weather dries up and Sterling finally gets into his fields, he faces the consequences of decisions he made last summer.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.